Welcome back to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. I'm Ben Ball, and we are honored to have joining us today Staff Sergeant Brian Buchwalder from RCT 6 out of Camp Lejeune and now at Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. And Staff Sergeant, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome, Ben. Glad to be here.
Now, we have talked on a couple of occasions before, and you've helped us with organizing these interviews, but tell the folks here what you do there at Camp Leatherneck.
Well, at RCT 6, I'm the public affairs chief. So basically, my job is to help tell the Marine Corps story, and whether that's through these radio interviews or through stories that my Marines write, or through bringing in media from the States or elsewhere in the world, bringing them to Afghanistan, we help facilitate that. So really, as public affairs, the bottom line is we want to tell the Marine Corps story.
Well, we'll get back to that in just a second, but first of all, tell people where you're from.
I'm originally from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of, next door to Valley Forge National Park, where a lot of people know that George Washington spent a winter and training his troops, so that's where I grew up.
You have a little more empathy now for what George and his troops went through?
Well, I don't think Afghanistan got quite as cold. I guess that was a pretty miserable winter, but I think our conditions are a little bit nicer here, honestly. But we growing up, we used to go through like they remade the cabins and everything. You could go in and see how the troops might have spent the winter, and it was a pretty stark existence, that's for sure.
Well, tell us how you ended up in the Marine Corps. How did you choose the Marine Corps? When did that happen?
Well, I didn't join out of high school like most people did. I tried the college route for about a year and a half or so and just realized it wasn't for me at the time. I just wasn't, I guess, mature enough to handle it. And, I happened to be taking this one class trying to get back into college, and I met a Marine reservist, started talking to him, and never having considered the military before, said, well, hey, maybe that's something I can do to get my life back on track. And so I went and talked to the recruiter, and I had happened to be studying communications in college, and they found out they had this job called a combat correspondent. And the more I read into it, it sounded like it was right up my alley. So the Marine Corps had this opportunity that I had never known existed that fed right into my passion at the time, and that was telling stories, and it was just a perfect match. So I joined right before my 21st birthday in April of 2001.
So over the last 11 years then, what was the first assignment that you actually had a chance to do something like that and tell that story?
Well, my first duty assignment out of school was in Okinawa, Japan. I worked for American Forces Network, AFN. Some people, it used to be called the Far East Network, and they joked that it was the Forced Entertainment Network because it's the only thing you can get if you don't speak Japanese out in Japan. The military feeds in AFN, and it has all sorts of stateside programming, but in between that, we have these little public affairs news briefs that we would help put together and to get the command information out and keep the people that lived in Okinawa informed. So, if there was a new opening of a post office, or if a unit was deploying, or if they were doing some training, we would go cover those stories. And the biggest thing over there in Okinawa actually is during typhoon season, we were considered essential personnel. So a typhoon would be coming, which is a hurricane in that part of the world. And we would all go into work, and we would fire up the radio station, and we would stay on 24/7 and give people updates about the weather. And then we would just play whatever music we wanted, but then we would come back. So, that was an interesting time to be able to just know that we were providing that big service to everybody there, to let them know the status of the hurricane or the typhoon at the time, and let them know when everything was all clear.
As far as deploying to Afghanistan, is this your first deployment to that area, or did you also deploy to Iraq?
This is actually my second deployment to Afghanistan. I deployed in 2008 as well, and actually once again for AFN, because they also have AFN out here. Mm-hmm. And that was a six-month deployment that I was up in Bagram, which is up in near Kabul, near the capital of Afghanistan. And I was the operations chief there, helping, kind of similar to what I do here, making sure people get out and all the people that I work for me get out and go tell the story of all the service members. AFM's a joint assignment, so we had a lot of Air Force and a couple Navy people and a few Marines and soldiers. So I would push them out to different locations throughout Afghanistan to bring back stories that we could feed up on the satellite and share the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I've asked this of other Marines who've had multiple deployments. How have you seen, what kind of changes have you seen not only in the mission but also in the country itself in Afghanistan over that time?
Well, you know, it was interesting because one of my last things, I actually got outside the wire when I was in 2008, 2009, and I went down to Belarus to check. You know, there was a mission going on down there, and I went down. And at the time, it was just Belarus 1. Now they have a Belarus 2. But Belarus 1 was nothing more than just four corners and of HESCO barrier, which is the protective barriers that help protect the Marines inside the bases, and it was just this very sparse place to just with tents just to rest your head and get out on the mission. So I come back to Afghanistan now, and I go down there and I land at Belarus 2, and it's completely different. I mean, there's a chow hall that had civilian people. We had hot running water. We had internet access and all these other creature comforts at the same location that just a few years prior was a very volatile area. So to be able to see that difference in the exact same location was really kind of interesting to see the people, the relationships that the embedded training teams and the brigade mentor teams and all of that had with the Afghan soldiers, and then interacting with the local population. It was a really neat to see the progress that has been made and how much better trained the ANA are now than they were back then, and how much more accepting, I guess, the local populace was of the Marines being in the area.
Of course, some difficulties with the Afghan forces have been in the news here. There have been some recent movements to try and weed out some potential troublemakers. But we do hear all in all that we hear some very positive things about the men that are being trained in the Afghan National Forces. Do you see that?
Yeah, you know, they were on the same compound. And Belarus 2, we were on the same base with them, with the 2nd Brigade, 215th Corps. And once a week, we would go over and meet our counterpart. There's a public affairs counterpart in the Afghan National Army at the brigade level. And myself and my lieutenant would go over, either go over to their chow hall once a week, or they would come over to ours, and we would sit down and have a meal with them. And, you know, the joking around, we would have interpreters and they would help us translate, you know, at times for the people that couldn't speak English. But, you know, we would have a great time, you know, to share a meal and to just, you know, get to know them on a little bit more of a personal level. And you really see when you talk to them how much, you know, how patriotic they are for their own country. And that was really neat to see. And I took a lot out of that because I don't know if, I guess I had preconceived notions of how things were, and then until I actually sat down and broke bread with these guys, then I realized that they're not that much different than us. They just want what's best for their country, and most of them are extremely patriotic, and they do it for them. They're in the army for the right reasons, and they want to see a peaceful Afghanistan.
Staff Sergeant Brian Buckwalder joins us from Camp Leatherneck and RCT 6. So since you went to their chow hall, how was the chow?
It's very good. Usually it would be some kind of meat, usually beef or lamb, or goat. I think it was mostly beef, though, to be honest. And that would be in the kind of like a soupy, I guess almost like a stew. And then they would have fried potatoes sometimes. Sometimes they'd have these spicy vegetables. They always had fresh vegetables and fruits out for us. the ripest things you'd ever see. They had these, I don't know what they're called, but there would be, it looked like a, it was a melon of some kind, but it tasted like a really sweet, juicy watermelon, but it was white. And I really don't know what it was called, but that was delicious. Tons and tons and tons of rice. They do a very good job with that. And it just seems like it's never ending. They keep on piling more food. And when you think you're stuffed and you try to put your hand up like I'm all done, another scoop comes your way. And so we always left there very, very full.
Well, you may have to find out what that melon was. That could end up being a new cash crop back in North Carolina, and you could end up being the king of that. So bring that on back.
I wish I knew the name of it. I mean, like I said, I'm not much of a watermelon person, but this thing was phenomenal. So I don't know.
Well, we want to thank you again for what you've done to help arrange these interviews, but also in getting that story out, because it's important for us and it's important for our listeners that they hear the real story of what's going on in Afghanistan through these unscripted notes from these Marines and the Marines and sailors that we've talked to have had some great things to say about their training and about their mission and about what the Marine Corps has done for them. So Staff Sergeant Brian Buckwalter, I want to thank you for joining us here today, and thank you for your mission there, and hope that you hurry home.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.